This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. My brothers and my sisters, another Ramadan, another 30 days that is about to get away. Have we benefited from our Ramadan? This is a question we need to be asking ourselves as the 21st night is about to kick in. We know from the famous hadith of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she said, كَانَ إِذَا دَخَلَ الْعَشْرُ الْأَخِيرُ مِنْ رَمَضَانِ. If the last 10 days kicked in from the month of Ramadan, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do the following. شَدَّ مِئْزَرَهُ. He would tighten, as they say in Somali, his ma'wis. Or in Pakistani, they say the lungi, the lower garment. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would tie it. This is as figurative speech, meaning he would up his game. وَأَحْيَا لَيْلَهُ. And he would also bring life to his night. وَأَيْقَضَ أَهْلَهُ. And he would also wake up his family. زَوْجَاتُهُ الطَّاهِرَاتِ. His pure, immense wives, the greatest of women to walk on the face of this earth. So we know from this hadith, my brothers and my sisters, that he used to up his game. He used to do better than that which he used to do in the first 20. This reminder that I'm about to give my brothers and my sisters, I want also the sister who is not going to be able to fast and to pray in these last 10 nights to really pay attentive to it, pay a lot of attention to it. And the reason why I say that is, year in, year out, sisters are messaging in saying, what can I do? Because I can't pray and I can't fast. I feel like I'm missing out. There is a lot that you can do. The brothers can benefit from it, and also the sister who might not be able to fast and pray can benefit immensely from this. Why, my brothers and my sisters, do we strive so hard in the last 10? Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah ta'ala, he tells us, إِنَّ الْخَيْلَ إِذَا شَارَفَتْ نِهَايَةَ الْمِضْمَارِ بَذَلَتْ قُصَارَ جُهْدِهَا لِتَفُوزَ بِالسِّبَاقِ فَلَا تَكُنِ الْخَيْلُ أَفْطَنَ مِنْكَ. When the horse is about to reach the end of the race, it exerts all of its efforts in order to win the race. So Ibn al-Jawzi, he says to you, فَلَا تَكُنِ الْخَيْلُ أَفْطَنَ مِنْكَ. Don't let the horse be more intelligent, be more smarter than you. فَإِنَّكَ إِذَا لَمْ تُحْسِنْ الْإِسْتِقْبَالِ. If you didn't do well welcoming the month of Ramadan, لَعَلَّكَ تُحْسِنُ الْوَدَاعِ. Perhaps you can do better bidding it farewell. It's about how the race finishes. As Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned, العبرة بكمال النهايات لا بنقص البدايات. What really matters is that you finishing the race in a complete matter, in a complete manner. Doing it as perfectly as you can as you're getting to the end of the ibadat. Not the deficiency in the beginning of that act of worship. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, in his kitab, he mentions Madarij al-Salikin, أهل الاستقامة في بداياتهم أشد اجتهادا منهم في نهاياتهم. The people who are upright in their religion, they strive harder at the end of the ibadah than they would in the beginning of it. Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, أحسن فيما بقي يغفر لك ما مضى فإنك لا تدري متى تدرك رحمة الله. For indeed you don't know when you are going to attain the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قد يكون ذلك في آخر ساعة من رمضان. It could be that this is the last hour of the month of Ramadan. So keep going, my brothers and my sisters. Do not lose hope. There is still time. Do not feel heartbroken thinking that you have missed out. You can still immensely benefit from it. You can attain that forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we're trying to do, right? In the month of Ramadan, we fast. We're praying in the nights. On Laylatul Qadr, as it came in the hadith, من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا ومن قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا ومن يقم ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Whoever fasts, whoever stands in the night, and whoever stands on Laylatul Qadr with إيمان and احتساب. إيمان أي مصدقا بوعد الله. He believes firmly in the reward of Allah Azza wa Jal. And also احتساب and seeking the face of Allah Azza wa Jal through that which you are doing. Your intention is only for Allah Azza wa Jal. You will have your past sins forgiven. We want to be forgiven, right, my brothers and my sisters? We don't want to be from those who the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua against. And Jibreel said, Ameen. رَغِمَ أَنْفُ مَنْ أَدْرَكَ رَمَضَانَ فَلَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ. May the nose of that person be dragged in the sand. It is a figurative type of speech that the Arabs use, meaning destroyed, destroyed is that person. When the month of Ramadan kicks in, it departs and he hasn't been forgiven. So my brothers and my sisters, strive your utmost best. I constantly keep receiving messages on the different platforms of social media being asked, when is Laylatul Qadr? When is Laylatul Qadr? You know, my brothers and my sisters, what Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned, لو كانت ليلة القدر, لو كانت ليلة القدر بالسنة ليلة واحدة لقمت السنة حتى أدركها. He says, لو كانت ليلة القدر بالسنة ليلة واحدة لقمت حتى أدركها. If Laylatul Qadr was in any of the days of the year, then I would have stood up on every single night of the year until I catch the night of Al-Qadr. And then he says, فَمَا بَالُكَ بِالْعَشْرِ اللَّيَالِ. If that is the case, then would you think about the last 10 nights? Year in, year out, we see that the masajid are extra packed on the odd nights, especially on the 27th. The 28th night comes, you find that the masjid is half empty again. How can you say with surety that Laylatul Qadr is going to be on the 27th or the 23rd? It is more expected that hopefully it's going to be on these nights, but we can't say with surety. As it came in the hadith of Ubad ibn Samit, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, خَرَجْتُ لِيُخْبِرَكُمْ بِلَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. I exited my home to inform you about when the night of Al-Qadr is going to be. فَتَلَاحَ فُلَانٌ وَفُلَانٌ. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he saw two people arguing, involved in a disputation, argumentation. فَرُفِعَتْ. That piece of knowledge that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam had disappeared. It was raised. فَعَسَىٰ أَنْ يَكُونَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Then he said, perhaps this is better for you. So Ibn Kathir rahimahullah ta'ala, as a nice benefit, he said, فَإِنَّ الْمُمَارَاتَ تَقْطَعُ الْفَائِدَةَ. Disputations and argumentations, what it does is, it kills off the benefit. Point of the matter is, my brothers and my sisters, we can't say with surety when Laylatul Qadr is going to be. This is Ibn al-Qayyim saying, I will stand every single night of the year so I can catch Laylatul Qadr if I was told that the night of Al-Qadr would be on any day of the year. It has been specified for us even more. It has been narrowed down for us. The last 10 nights. So which intelligent person, my brothers and my sisters, and this is sarcastic, would just wake up on maybe the odd nights, or just maybe wake up for one night and then sleep for the rest? Mu'adha, she said, Kana Abu al-Sahba. Who was Abu al-Sahba? He was from those who took knowledge from Ibn Mas'ud, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, and also Abdullah ibn Abbas. At-Tabi'i al-Jalil. He was from the most tremendous of the Tabi'een. You know what she said about him? Kana Abu al-Sahba yusalli hatta ma yastati'u an ya'tiya firashahu illa zahfan. He would pray so much that the only way that he can get to his bed is by crawling. And this is exactly what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do. Alaysa kadhalik, my brothers and my sisters, isn't this so? He would pray so much in the night until his feet would become swollen. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she would say to him, Ya Rasulullah, why are you doing this to yourself? Hasn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiven your past and your future sins? Allah tells us in the Quran, right? Inna fatahna laka fathan mubina liyaghfira laka Allahu ma taqaddama min dhanbika wa ma ta'akhkhar. Your past and your future sins have been forgiven. His response would be, afala akunu 'abdan shakura? Shall I not be a thankful slave? This is how he showed gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we, deficient Muslims who sin regularly, we want to also be heedless in the last 10, my brothers and my sisters. So how can a sister who's on her menses benefit from this hadith? Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Aisha said about him, شَدَّ مِئْزَرَهُ, right? He would tighten his ma'wiz, his lungi, his lower garment, meaning he would up his game. He would bring life to the night. وَأَيْقَضَ أَهْلَهُ, and he would wake up his family as well. How can a sister of this kind benefit from this? The way she can benefit from this, my brothers and my sisters, is by waking up her family members. الدال على الخير كفاعله, the one who encourages and indicates others to do good, directs them to doing all of these khayrat, all of these good acts. It is as if he gets that reward as well. So encourage your husband. Don't use it as a night to just go to sleep, but encourage your household. Wake them up. Maybe even send messages around encouraging others to wake up in this night. Call some of your family members that might be a bit heedless, encouraging them, admonishing them to wake up and benefit from these days. Ibn Rajab rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, كَيْفَ لَا يَجْرِي عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ دُمُوعٌ وَهُوَ لَا يَدْرِي هَلْ بَقِيَ لَهُ مِنْ رُجُوعٍ. How is it that one doesn't shed tears? That Ramadan is about to depart, and he doesn't know as to whether he's going to be able to return to this Ramadan. Lastly, my brothers and my sisters, would any of us have expected in their wildest dreams that the masajid are going to be closed? That we wouldn't be able to stand in Taraweeh? Did that ever cross our minds, my brothers and my sisters? Did it ever cross our minds that so many people are going to pass away before the month of Ramadan, many of them Muslims? How can we be heedless, my brothers and my sisters? If the shayateen have been locked up, and also my brothers and my sisters, the shayateen of the ins, they are locked in their homes as well. So we don't have an excuse. How can we be heedless on these nights? So encourage my sister, your household. Encourage your husband. It came in the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, رحم الله رجلا قام من الليل فصلى. May Allah have mercy upon the man who woke up in the night. Who woke up in the night to pray. وأيقظ امرأته فصلت. And he also woke up his wife and she prayed. فإن أبت نضح في وجهها الماء. And if she refused, he would take water and he would sprinkle it on her face. وَرَحِمَ اللَّهُ امْرَأَةً قَامَتْ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَصَلَّتْ. And may Allah have mercy upon the woman who stood up in the night and she started praying. وَأَيْقَظَتْ زَوْجَهَا. And she also woke up her husband. فَإِنْ أَبَى نَضَحَتْ فِي وَجْهِهِ مَاءً. She would take water and she would sprinkle it on his face. And my sister, this is something that you can still do. Because as the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, if the one who was praying or he was doing an act of worship, and then all of a sudden now he can't do that because of traveling or because of a sickness, he still gets the same reward. يكتب له ما كان يفعله صحيحا مقيما. He would get the reward of that which he would normally do when he was perfectly healthy and also while he wasn't traveling. Can you see, my brothers and my sisters? My sister, أبشر بالخير. Have glad tidings that you can still attain an immense amount of reward. The second thing that I want to mention today, my brothers and my sisters, is something that is very, very dear to my heart. And we're going to stand over the hadith of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And this is something that every Muslim needs to do. And it's something that you, my beloved sister, that's not able to pray or fast, can engage in as well. The hadith of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. She said to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَرَأَيْتَ إِنْ عَلِمْتُ أَيَّ لَيْلَةٍ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدَرِ مَا أَقُولُ فِيهَا. She said, O Messenger of Allah, if I come to know when the night of Al-Qadr is going to be, what do you advise me to say? Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded back and he said, قولي, say, اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عني. O Allah, indeed you pardon. تحب العفو, and you love to pardon. فاعف عني. Forgive me and pardon me. أخرجه الخمسة غير الترمذي. This hadith was narrated by the five other than Imam al-Tirmidhi rahimahullah ta'ala. My brothers and my sisters, there's a number of benefits that we can take out from this. And Ibn Rajab, in his kitab Lataif al-Ma'arif, there's two things that I'm going to mention with regards to this hadith that he mentioned. And they are my two most favorite quotes from this wonderful kitab called Lataif al-Ma'arif. First thing that I want to mention, my brothers and my sisters, is when he said, Al-Afu min Asma'illahi ta'ala. Al-Afu is from the names of Allah Azza wa Jal. Wa huwa yatajawazu an sayyi'ati ibadihi. And it is Him, Allah Azza wa Jal, who wipes away the sins of His servants. الْمَاحِ لِآثَارِهَا عَنْهُمْ And removes any remaining traces of these sins. وَهُوَ يُحِبُّ الْعَفْوُ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the pardon. فَيُحِبُّ أَنْ يَعْفُوَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ And He loves to pardon His servants. وَيُحِبُّ لِعِبَادِهِ أَنْ يَعْفُوَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَنْ بَعْضٍ And He loves for His servants to pardon one another. And then my brothers and my sisters, here is the catch. He says, فَإِذَا عَفَى بَعْضُهُمْ عَنْ بَعْضٍ عَامَلَهُمْ بِعَفْوِهِ If they pardon one another, then that's when He pardons them. فَعَفْوُهُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ عُقُوبَتِهِ And Allah pardoning His servants is more beloved to Him than punishing them. Let me repeat that again so it resonates. فَإِذَا عَفَى بَعْضُهُمْ عَنْ بَعْضٍ عَامَلَهُمْ بِعَفْوِهِ If they forgive and pardon one another, that's when He forgives them. My brothers and my sisters, we want to be pardoned. I mentioned the three hadith earlier. We fast, we pray, we stand in the night of Al-Qadr. From the rewards that we're trying to attain is what? To be forgiven. You've done all of that. But imagine, my brothers and my sisters, you're not forgiven, you're not pardoned simply because you weren't able to pardon those who oppressed you. And this is a reminder to myself, my brothers and my sisters, first. Sometimes being oppressed can be very, very difficult to forget. Or being spoken about can be very, very difficult to forget. Especially when that individual, he laughs in your face. And then shows pure hypocrisy. Showing you that he is totally with you in that which you do and that which you say. And that he agrees with you. And the moment he turns his back, he brings out the knife. This is even something that is common amongst students who are pursuing that sacred knowledge. Unfortunately, that can be very, very difficult to just overlook and pardon. Wallahu al-musta'an. And this goes in line, my brothers and my sisters, what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Irhamu turhamu. Have mercy, and Allah Azza wa Jal will have mercy upon you. اغفروا يغفر لكم. Pardon and forgive one another, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. You know what we learn from this, my brothers and my sisters? Treat others the way you like to be treated. We can't expect to always get what we want, and then we don't treat the people the same way. And what goes around comes around. This is something that our Sharia, my brothers and my sisters, really pushes. And there's a number of examples that I can mention. But I'm not going to do that because of the nature of our speech at this moment in time. If we look closely at this hadith, my brothers and my sisters, who is the one that is giving this advice? When he said to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Allahumma innaka afuwan tuhibbul afu fa'afu anni. Say, Allahumma, O Allah, indeed you pardon. Tuhibbul afu, you love to pardon. Fa'afu anni, so pardon me. It is the messenger saying this. Who is he saying this to? He's saying this to Aisha. My brothers and my sisters, this is not any ordinary person that he's saying this to. From the most righteous of those to ever walk on the face of this earth, Aisha, Umm al-Mu'mineen, radiyallahu anha. He's telling her to ask Allah for forgiveness. She's just been working so hard in these 20 days, these 20 nights that have just surpassed. And on top of that, he's telling her, seek forgiveness. You know, Ibn Rajab, rahimahullah ta'ala, says, my brothers and my sisters, and again, it's one of the most favorite quotes from this kitab, by Ibn Rajab, he says, وَإِنَّمَا أَمَرَ بِسُؤَالِ الْعَفْوِ بَعْدَ الْإِجْتِهَادِ فِي الْأَعْمَالِ فِيهَا وَفِي لَيَالِ الْعَشَرِ. He only commanded her to seek forgiveness and to ask to be pardoned after working so hard in the first 20 days. لِأَنَّ الْعَارِفَ أو لِأَنَّ الْعَارِفِينَ يَجْتَهِدُونَ فِي الْأَعْمَالِ ثُمَّ لَا يَرَوْنَ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا حَالًا وَلَا مَقَالًا فَيَرْجِعُونَ إِلَى سُؤَالِ الْعَفْوِ كَحَالِ الْمُذْنِبِ الْمُقَصِّرِ. Because he says, the real servant of Allah Azza wa Jal, the smart and intelligent one, he works so hard. And then at the same time, he doesn't see himself having accomplished anything. But rather, he rushes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the same way a sinner would do upon committing a sin. My brothers and my sisters, when a brother has committed zina, or he's committed murder, or he's committed a major sin, what does he do? He sits alone and starts begging Allah for forgiveness, right? And he cries his eyes out. Ibn Rajab is saying to us that from the way of the awliya is to do so many righteous actions, to really work your utmost best. And then after you've done all of that, you beg Allah Azza wa Jal for forgiveness. This is the way of the wali, the way of the awliya, the saints, and those who are very close to Allah Azza wa Jal. Remember, my brothers and sisters, what I said earlier. Who is he advising? Who is the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam making or sending this advice to? He's telling Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. He's telling her to beg for forgiveness after working so hard. Ummul Mu'mineen radiallahu ta'ala anha. Another thing that one can engage in, and also my sister who might be on her monthly, who's not able to fast and pray, is to seclude yourself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You might not be able to pray or fast, but that is something that you can do. And every single one of us can do that. Ibn Rajab rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, وَمِنْ عَلَامَاتِ الْمُحِبِّينَ لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. From the signs of those who truly love Allah عز وجل. وَهَذَا مِمَّا يَحْصُلُ بِهِ الْمَحَبَّةِ. And this is also how you attain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loving you as well. حُبُّ الْخَلْوَةِ بِمُنَاجَاتِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَخُصُوصًا فِي ظُلْمَةِ اللَّيْلِ. It is to love, to seclude yourself with Allah Azza wa Jal, especially when it's pitch dark in the middle of the night. Is that not something that we can all do, my brothers and my sisters? Where we can attain the love of Allah Azza wa Jal, and we ourselves, my brothers and my sisters, we increase in love for Allah Azza wa Jal. That is definitely something that we can do. And while we are in seclusion, خُصُوصًا فِي ظُلْمَةِ اللَّيْلِ, especially in the darkness of the night, we are crying to Allah Azza wa Jal, begging Him to forgive our sins. And we can also utilize this, especially you, my sister, is to make dua to Allah Azza wa Jal. This is something that you can still do. In the month of Ramadan, it is a month of rahmah, the month of mercy. And it could be that that dua at that time gets accepted. The next thing that I want to mention is that also, my sister, you can engage in, and this is something that is universal, that brothers and sisters who are fasting, who are praying, can also do, is a sadaqah. It is to pay charity. As Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he mentioned, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كان النبي sallallahu alayhi wa sallam أجود الناس وكان أجود ما يكون في رمضان. He was from the most generous of people, and he would even be more generous in the month of Ramadan. He would be quicker in giving charity than a passing wind, من الريح المرسلة, as Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma mentioned. If we look closely, my brothers and my sisters, at the life of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she said, دَخَلَ عَلَيْنَا النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ ذَاتَ يَوْمٍ فَقَالَ هَلْ عِنْدَكُمْ شَيْءٍ. One time the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he entered upon us and he said, is there any food that is in the house today? قُلْنَا لَا. The response was no. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did he say? إِنِّي إِذَنْ صَائِمْ. ثم أتانا يوما آخر. She says, he came on another day and he asked, هل عندكم شيء? Is there anything that you have? The response was, أهدي لنا حيس. We were gifted with a type of food called حيس. It's something that is very humble that they used to eat in the past. He said, أرينيه فلقد أصبحت صائما أخرجه مسلم. He said, show me. Indeed, I woke up in the morning while fasting. He didn't have anything to eat, so he fasted. He wanted to eat that. Point of the matter is, my brothers and my sisters, even though this was the state of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his wives, on a normal day, he was still the most generous of people. Especially even more generous in the month of Ramadan. Quicker than a passing wind. And this is something that every Muslim can benefit from. Faster, a man who's fasting, and a woman who's fasting, and a woman who's not fasting as well. And there is something that you can do. You can sign up to one of these websites. There is this, maybe this website called 83years.com. And also Crisis Aid. They have this option available where you choose how much you want to pay on every single night of Ramadan. And they just take it out of your bank account. And there's many websites like that. You can always pay that to a struggling masjid at this moment in time as well. And one of these masajids is like Masjid Al-Furqan, who definitely needs your help. And imagine, my brothers and my sisters, how much reward you would get paying some sadaqah that will be in accordance to every single night of the month of Ramadan. And it's very important that I point this out. And one of our brothers called Ustad Abu al-Abbas just pointed this out in one of the groups, that one of the sheikhs was asked this question about paying the sadaqah on every single night. Does that mean, my brothers and my sisters, we become complacent? Or we take a seat back and we think that what we've committed is totally sufficient? I don't need to pray. I don't need to do any more good deeds. Al-jawabu la. That is not the situation of a true believer, my brothers and my sisters. As we mentioned earlier about Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, what did Ibn Rajab rahimahullah ta'ala mention? وإنما أمر بسؤال العفو بعد الاجتهاد في الأعمال فيها وفي ليالي العشر لأن العارفين. He says, because the smart and intelligent, the true servant of Allah, يجتهدون في الأعمال ثم لا يرون لأنفسهم عملا صالحا ولا حالا ولا مقالا. They work so hard, and then after they finished, they don't see themselves having accomplished anything. ثم يرجعون إلى الله عز وجل بسؤال العفو كحال المذنب المقصر. The same way the sinner would beg Allah for forgiveness. You've done so good, cry like the one who committed a zina or any other major sins. Cry your eyes out, ask Allah to accept it from you. Because the believer, my brothers and my sisters, that's how he runs himself. وهم الذين بنوا منازل سيرهم بين الرجاء والخوف للديان. Imam Sa'di, when he talks about those who are taking the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the hereafter, he says, they are those who structured. They are those who structured their lives in a way where they would worship Allah Azza wa Jal between al-khawf, fear of that action not being accepted, and also al-raja, hope of the action being accepted. So you remain on your toes. فعل الفرائض والنوافل دأبهم مع رؤية التقصير والنقصان. This is the way of the awliya. They do the obligatory acts and the voluntary acts, while at the same time they still see that they are falling short, they are falling deficient, and that they can do better. So do that, hope for it to be accepted, while at the same time you have fear that you won't get any of this accepted, and that just pushes you on to keep doing more. And the next thing that I want to mention, my brothers and my sisters, أطعم الطعام. Also to my sister who may not be fasting or praying, feed the poor. And also look after your neighbors, especially in times like this, where a lot of people are struggling financially. This is an advice that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave to Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And pay attention, my brothers, especially you guys. This is an advice that the Messenger has given Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu. He said to him, إذا طبخت مرقة فأكثر ماءها وتعاهد جيرانك. Narrated by Imam Muslim. When you cook soup, فأكثر ماءها, try to cook a lot of it. وتعاهد جيرانك. And then go and gift it to your neighbors. Look out for them. This is normally seen as a female thing, right? The Messenger is advising Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And this is something that you can still do, my sister, who might not be able to fast and pray. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make these last 10 nights the best 10 nights of our lives. My brothers and my sisters, it should really move us, what's happening around us. The coronavirus is a big reminder to us all. Like I mentioned earlier, who imagined in his wildest dreams, last Ramadan, when it departed, that before this month started, so many people have passed away. So many Muslims have passed away. They are 8 feet down into the ground. That should really give us the reminder that we might not be able to get another Ramadan. Who would have imagined in their wildest dreams? And I'm going to conclude with something that I mentioned earlier, that Ibn Rajab rahimahullah ta'ala said, كيف لا يجري للإنسان دموع وهو لا يدري هل بقي له في عمره من رجوع. How can a man not shed tears? How can a man not shed tears? And he doesn't know as to whether he has a return to Ramadan remaining in his life. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.